Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
105.3 FM HD, HD2 to be exact. This is Tom Fitzmaurice with the second course of The Food Show. It's our program about, well, pretty obviously, food and drink, too, and everything else that goes in between, including all the cooking that needs to be done, all of the people you want to invite, and all the reasons that you want to have folks over to talk about food and have a drink or whatever it is you put together at your own parties. God bless you. And I'll see you if you ever invite me. And if you do, you will be surprised. I don't know why, but we can think about it. Our telephone number is 260-6368. Marianne just let loose with a real giggler there. What was that all about?
Never mind. Hi.
I don't get clues.
260-6368 is the number. I say that in my sleep, I think.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
So do I.
He was just adorable, the little barracuda
nice
guy.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Very,
yes. I'm going to have to go over there.
Knowledgeable, too. It seemed like he really knew his stuff.
Well, apparently he's done a lot of traveling, and he's gotten interested in the cuisine. And I think it's wonderful when someone wants to do something the best that can be done. And, you know, I have an appreciation for that. I also go to places that aren't doing that, but it's nice to see someone strive to be the best.
Yeah, there's certainly plenty of them out there, and always more. And I think in all the different ways that you could put the food together to make something new and interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, back to what we were talking about, and I do want to get to the fact that it is Elmer Maytag's birthday today.
Is it really?
Yes.
I'll be.
The son of the founder of the Maytag Corporation, the maker of the washing machines and the other large household appliances. But he started a dairy farm in the 40s, and they developed the blue cheese. And we love Maytag blue cheese and also Maytag cheddar cheese, and have been known to order it for our daughter for a Christmas gift because she loves it that much. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it
very
it was.
Good stuff.
And we got to liking it, us in America just generally. I can give you one specific date. I was taking a vacation to Iowa, if you can imagine that, and wound up in Des Moines. And anyway, I saw some of this in action. And you see Maytag everything in that part of the world. But it's true. I mean, the company that makes two things, for the most part, one of them is this machine that will wash all of your washables. But also, they make blue cheese, and it's great. It's among the best around. So if you ever see Maytag blue cheese, don't think that somebody has put a weird label on it. That's for real, and always has been.
Okay.
Something else to think about, or not, as you wish.
260-6368.
Yep.
Back to what we were talking about, which was the coffee pot and beignets and challah.
Yep. And challah, we had some
Tom,
challah.
Tom, the challah, well, that's not something I would eat anyway, but
no, but
I don't get it. It's got cinnamon in it, which I like cinnamon well enough, but I like it in sort of savory Middle Eastern or Indian fare and not necessarily in a sweet thing. It was peculiar. I think that's the first time I've ever had a challah. Mm. On the other hand, I don't ever, ever eat beignets, and these were really great. I liked them a lot.
They were, I don't want to say.
A real handful.
Yeah, I didn't want to say heavy, But they are more substantial than any other I can ever remember.
And they were not greasy, which
no,
I tend to think that most beignets I have now are. Let's face it. I'm sorry. Is this blasphemy to say that the two companies that are local iconic beignet places, in my opinion, are not putting out a very good product anymore?
Comes and goes.
And I understand that the place itself is kind of an iconic place. I get that. But it doesn't make up for what I consider to be a really inferior product now.
Gosh. Now, wait, what product is it that you're talking
about? I'm talking about the local beignet purveyors that everyone knows as the beignet purveyors. And this is why I never eat beignets, because I don't like them. I find them greasy.
I don't find it
a pleasant thing to eat. And also, why bother if it's, you know, it's highly caloric and it's not good enough to do that. But I thought this was really a good beignet. It was very big. It was really large. It was puffy, but not
overwhelming.
Flaccid puffy. It was puffy with a lot of heft in the inside. It had a lot of density to it. And like you said, it was heavy. I don't know if beignets are supposed to be light, but I don't really...
You see two kinds.
I don't really find the ones that... I guess it's just a personal taste thing, but to me, the beignets that I'm used to getting are sort of concave in the middle, where they've puffed up and then sunken in and then, you know, hold grease. I don't get it.
Grease.
I don't get it.
Can I throw a couple of maybe slightly unrelated things?
Please.
Okay. One of them, you just used this name. We'll get it yet. You used this word, F-L-A-C-C-I-D.
I did.
How do you pronounce it?
Flaccid.
Flaccid. Flaccid.
Is that the way you're supposed to say?
I think you could get away with either one. Anyway, that was part of it, and
okay.
Well, now you can live with it.
I know it's. I'll be thinking about nothing else, Tom.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. What else did you have to say? It sounded like it was something of great import, which that wasn't. So go ahead.
No, you're
there must
right
be something
it.
Else coming.
The at the coffee pot today, they were frying up a lot of their beignets, obviously. But they also
I used it wrong. Flaccid is what they say is the way to pronounce it.
Well, I didn't want to make a fool of you.
Flaccid. Okay.
I wouldn't dream of that.
Okay.
Where were we?
I don't know.
wait a minute. No, we had something good that we were bouncing around on, but I can't remember what it is now.
Oh, well.
I was just chased off by the flaccid stuff. Anyway,
No, I'm happy that you corrected me, because if I'm running around pronouncing something incorrectly, then I shouldn't be doing that. It's like people who call phyllo phyllo.
Yeah.
Or bruschetta instead of bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
Yes. So I don't want to be one of those people.
No, of course not.
So thank you, Flaccid. Right. You did me a favor, because I use that word a lot, actually. Mm. When talking about pizza and stuff like that, no one's corrected me. Go ahead. What?
The first C is silent, we're told.
Thank you.
Okay. Or is that flaccid? We will never know.
Okay. Flaccid is the correct pronunciation. It's F-L-A-C-C-I-D. The first C is silent.
Okay. Well, I would still use that as, I guess, I don't know. Okay.
No.
Anyway, thank you, Doug. 260-6368 is the number. Now that we've completely derailed it, where were we?
I don't know. I've completely blown the entire conversation.
Well, I will then jump in and say that I'm looking at your almanac, and the first thing that you have on there is something that I did want to mention, which is September is Fettuccine Frenzy Month at Middendorf's.
That is Wednesdays,
Thursdays, and Fridays only in September and only at Manchac. But if you would like to have fettuccine at the Slidell new location, you will have to come to our Eat Club, which is next Thursday, the 26th of September, at 5:30. So it's kind of early. But it is $75 all-inclusive. It is at the Slidell location. You will have to call that number, which I will give in a minute. But the menu is first course fettuccine frenzy, second course a taste of Middendorf's, which is the fried thin catfish and shrimp. And the third one is Oktoberfest menu, which is sauerbraten, which is pot roast, sauerkraut, schnitzel, and a pretzel. And then a German chocolate cake for dessert. This is $75, mm-hmm. all-inclusive German beer and wines and tea. Middendorf's, yeah. Slidell.
And I've been, I will be there. And whenever I've gone to this in the past, this is not hardly the first time they've done this. I move from table to table, giving everybody a chance to throw disregard at me. And we have a lot of fun doing it. This is something that started up about 15 years ago.
27 years ago.
Well, I was close. No, I guess I wasn't. German menu, the Oktoberfest menu, was something which at the time there was very, very little of around New Orleans. A few people celebrated that holiday, and some of them didn't. But they really took it in over at
Middendorf's. Bella Luna.
No, well, Bella Luna was the name of the restaurant, and they started doing all of those same dishes that you could turn into Oktoberfest dishes. And on top of that, Chef Horst had a thing for fettuccine Alfredo. Now, what we're talking about here is a fettuccine noodle that is very thin, very, very thin. It's about as wide as a typical noodle. But other than that, it's really squeezed down, and it picks up so much flavor. It's just the best thing of its kind I know of, and that's a big part of this dinner that we are going to do next. What's the date?
Thursday, the 26th, Middendorf Slidell. Call the restaurant yourself to make the reservation. It is 985-771-7777. That's Middendorf Slidell next Thursday, the 26th, $75 all inclusive.
Yeah, and I hope to see you there. And please don't be shy about walking up to me and poking me in the nose or whatever it is that gets your gut. 260-6368, 260-MENU. And we'd love to hear from you about anything culinary. And I know that word itself, culinary, kind of has a little bit of a snooty quality to it. But we don't mean that. We are here to enjoy ourselves. Hope you do so as well. And give us a call and let us know about anything that you have eaten lately that gets your brain going.
We also went to Luke today.
We did
indeed. And had breakfast.
Yes.
After we had breakfast.
After we had breakfast and before we had another one. And then there was the one.
Eating morning.
Well, got
to generate that content. Yes. We had the beignets and the mimosa. And we might do an eat club there, too, because they have that great space upstairs. Mm-hmm. If you are looking for a small, intimate dining space in a really cool place, the Café Beignet is now going to have that space small, like a little private dinner. And they have a kitchen up there. It's really cool. They're going to do cooking classes with Kevin Belton, too.
Yeah, Kevin is just a kick. He was at what do you call it when you have this ribbon that going across the
ribbon cutting?
Ribbon cutting. He was right at
Kevin
the front.
Belton was there?
Oh yeah, you can't miss him. He's he could be
really?
Yeah, 25 blocks away and you'll still know it's him coming. He's
I didn't see him there. Okay, well, I was inside.
He was definitely there, believe me.
Anyway, yes, that is great the guy. Old Coffee Pot and now the new Café Beignet in that mm-hmm. space of the Old Coffee Pot. But the sign is still there. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. We are talking about various things. I'm going to go back to our report on Luke.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say about Luke?
Well, I don't know, because it sounds like there's a break coming down the back.
Okay,
of our shirt,
we'll talk about Luke on the way on the other end. 260-6368. We are listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. You probably have heard that, let's see, have we gone over the equinox yet? I don't think so.
It's the 23rd.
The 23rd. So it's leaning towards us.
We did have the harvest moon, though.
Oh, that was pretty. Two nights.
I didn't see it.
Well, it's easy to find if you have a dog, because if you have your dog outside, the dog sees the harvest moon. This is going to sound unbelievable or crazy, but it's true. And they start barking at the moon like that's a real threat to their problems and their lifestyles. But I love
the moon, a full moon, coming through the window when you wake up in the middle of the night and you see the room illuminated from the full moon.
Yep. I know exactly
it's
what you're
lovely.
Talking about.
It's lovely. It really lovely. Anyway, Doug, well, go ahead. What, Tom?
A short little thing here. I was getting something out of my car, and I noticed that the bush that is right next to my car. Why are you laughing?
Go ahead. I'm waiting to hear what this goes.
It had about a dozen. I didn't have time to just count them, but I think a dozen is about right, of satsumas ready to go.
They're not quite ready.
Oh, you looked at them?
Yeah, they're not quite ready.
Well,
they're still
green. They're getting.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they'll be ready when I come back.
Yeah.
While we were off the air, Doug was telling us that today is National Cheeseburger Day, and according to your almanac, you have it here as National Blue Cheeseburger Day.
Well, yeah,
so I don't know
who
is correct, but you had
you can have both at the same time.
Unwittingly, you celebrated National Cheeseburger Day today.
I did.
By having a cheeseburger.
I did. We were over at Fry Meat Company, is what they call it these days. And that's a good little restaurant. And the guy who, Ray Gresky, I think that's his name.
That's it.
Ray Gresky, who I think is a terrific restaurateur. And for a while, he had a place called...
He broke the Tom Rule.
What, the Tom Rule?
Yep.
Which is, using a number. Yeah, 27, was that
Rue 127.
Rue 127.
Yep.
Delicious food, great-looking little place, but little, and as a result of that, they shut down after a while. But they are still in existence under that other name, Fry, F-R-E-Y. It's the same people, that same family, that used to sell you all of those deli meats in the supermarket. Anyway, so I had some samples of that to make sure it's been a good year, you know, like they do in the wine country. Is this a good year for...
meats
for satsumas and all the other things. So over at your house, can you give me a report on that? Are you doing okay with your satsumas, with your squashes, and or any of the things that become popular getting towards? Of course, we're nowhere near fall, but
we're not.
Not really.
Fall is next week.
Yeah, it's getting there, and it's. I think we're a ways away for it.
Monday is officially fall. Yes, it does not appear to be fall if you look at the heat. Yeah, it's definitely still really, really hot. Mm. So, Tom, you had a cheeseburger at Fry today,
yeah,
and you liked it. You had the two patties, what they call the flatties.
It wasn't my idea. I wanted this one that involved your standard American hamburger. That's what I was after.
Well, that's what you got.
No, I didn't. I got
had
two of them in there, which is certainly not what I wanted because they were huge. And all the other accoutrements that came with that were very good, I thought. In fact, that was one really great burger. That's as far as I'm going to go because I know the hamburger enthusiasts on our program oftentimes have very strong opinions about this and don't believe that I should be talking about hamburgers to begin with because I am allegedly dissing
them.
Well, I don't think they're as big a deal as everything else in the world.
You have us poor hamburger lovers constrained by your hamburger rules, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well.
It's a good thing I don't listen to him.
Thanks.
Anyway, you had a double patty called a flatty, at Fry Meat Company, and it had American cheese, which I know American cheese is hot on burgers. I know that the temple of burgerdom in our city, Company Burger, serves a cheese slice of American cheese. And I know that Atomic Burger, which I actually do really like, has American cheese on its burger. Mm-hmm. And I believe that Five Guys has that. I know that Shake Shack has that. So I guess I'm supposed to say yay to American cheese. But I have this psychological disorder having to do with American cheese.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was caused by my mother.
Uh-oh.
Who gave me a sandwich every day in third grade. That was one slice of American cheese on two slices of white bread with mayo and a pickle. And that was all I had to eat every day for a year in third grade. It was many years before I could ever even look at American cheese, and I can barely eat it now. So I would much prefer to have my burger with cheddar cheese, although I wouldn't even dream of suggesting such a thing at Company Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the burger was okay. I thought it was, you know, okay. I didn't think it was wonderful like you did, but I thought it was just okay.
Well, I'm glad
they're not doing fresh cut fries there like they used to. Although if you want fresh cut fries, you can get those at the burger. I mean, at the barbecue place down the street, Blue Oak still does the fresh cut fries. Anyway, I think Fry used to be better. I have to say, and both Mary Lee and I agree on that. We think that Fry used to be better. Okay, and Luke, we went to Luke, which was completely empty, and
they had
breakfast
construction
there
going on right next to the
building.
Yeah,
that was awful.
And it was kicking off a lot.
Like if
of
you
noise.
Walked out of a drawer, you would fall down into this. Yeah, it's a good thing that you know.
They had one guy who had a flame torch that was about a foot long, and let me pretty much walked into the middle of it, although I managed to pull away before anything happened.
I'm so useful to you, Tom.
You are. I'm whatever it was you said just now, too.
Anyway, we went to Luke for breakfast because the menu looked really good online, but it turned out that that was, I don't know, the waitress said that was like the room service menu, which why would that be online? But
if you're doing room
it was
service.
Only a small portion of the things that were on the online menu, and Tom got pan perdu, which he did not really care for, and I got the breakfast, the two eggs over however you like, and I did like what I had. I thought the grits were especially good. Everything was cold, so I guess the waitress didn't notice it for a while, but the grits had a really nice flavor and a really great texture, and I wish they had been hot. I would have really liked them. They also did a house andouille that was served with Benton's bacon. I'll talk some more about that breakfast because it bears a little bit more of a report than I can give it. We have a caller?
We do. It's Stephen.
Stephen?
Hello.
Hello,
well,
Stephen.
Well, I assume you're going to California, so have a good time.
Thank you.
Yes,
okay, and don't have much to say, but I like white American cheese by Land O'Lakes. So that's completely different than yellow American cheese.
Yes, but so. I think if you put white and American cheese together and melted it down and put a bunch of jalapeno and chorizo in it, you could have queso, which I'm still thinking about from our conversation with Barracuda.
Well, I mean, there is yellow American cheese and white American cheese, and I very definitely prefer and won't eat the yellow American cheese unless it's served on a hamburger in a restaurant.
Yes.
In my house, it's white American cheese. by Land O'Lakes.
There's no American cheese in this house at all, but I do appreciate the idea that there could be something palatable about American cheese. I will investigate the white one.
I used to like it a lot when I was in my teens, and then one day it said, why am I eating this? And then I went back.
It's a food product. It's a food product.
Food product, that's right.
I don't want to eat food products.
Yeah. So how about just plain old food?
Yeah. Okay. What else you got on your list, Stephen?
That's it. And just you have a good time with your grandkids.
A short list. And you with your mom. When are you leaving for your trip with your mom?
I haven't made the reservations, but the second week in October.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, then we'll talk before then. Thank you, Stephen. 260-6368. So the breakfast that I had had two sunny eggs that were cooked exactly as I asked, perfectly.
Yeah. Good, good, good.
You know, when I get a fried egg, I'm not good at cooking eggs because, as you have been so correct and vociferous about describing this to people, I have only two cooking speeds. One is off, and one is high.
Yeah, there,
there's no middle. There's no middle there. Uh-huh. Now, that isn't true in like a really serious, like a wolf range or something like that, because you could kill yourself on high. But so I do use medium there. But for, you know, all intents and purposes, it's high for me. And this is why my hash browns are so good, but eggs, not so much. So I like when I order sunny eggs, and they're actually sunny, and they have a little, just a little.
Yesterday that my life was filled with rain, sunny. Oh, excuse me.
No. I just go ahead and wait for it. I'll just wait for it. There's no point in continuing to talk while you're singing, so go ahead and finish.
Well, it's just a little extra something from the food show.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So the sunny eggs have a little crust around the edge, just like a little rim. I like eggs like that. I think of them as doilies. Anyway, so I had the two sunny eggs that had that quality, and then a biscuit that I thought was good. And they had a house-made andouille, which was really quite good, and Benton's bacon, which I don't understand.
A lot of people don't, but the people who really like it really like it.
I know, and I see it around, and whenever
it's hard.
Not only is it hard, but if you look at it, it looks unreal. It kind of looks like a little Tykes bacon, you know?
Yeah, I can buy that.
And it's not bad. It's just I don't get it. I just don't get it. But I know it's expensive, and it makes a statement for sure.
Well, I'll give you the statement in just a moment.
Well, there were two slices of it with the andouille, and I'll talk some more about it after we take a break.
Our program is sponsored by New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company. I remember the first time I went into their kitchen. It was the guys that owned the place. It was beyond being the chef or the manager or any of that. And they showed me how they were frying their seafood, mostly catfish. And it only took a couple of seconds to realize that how simple this was and how effective it was. And namely, that when they perceived that there was anything in the oil that they were cooking the catfish in, that it was not oily in any way, it was not so dark that you couldn't identify what it was, and in fact it was just crisp and perfect. And how, the reason they got it to that point is just simply that when they detected any touch of browning in the oil, they would take it out. They would either strain it out or they would just pitch it out and start with a new go round of the oil for doing the fried catfish. That's what they do, and I think if you go over there and have that for lunch or dinner or wherever, instead of a burger this time, or get both of them, who knows, New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company, that's what they're doing to be what they are. We will
char-grilled oysters. 10 locations.
Oh, yeah. Char grilled oysters have appeared over there, and there are 10 locations around town. Thanks for reminding me. And shall we take a break, or do we need to?
Yeah,
okay. We will return with more of The Food Show in a moment, but first, please, this. Welcome back. You are listening to The Food Show. Thank you for doing so. It's always nice hearing from you. Anything to report, Marianne?
No.
That was a perfect answer.
Thank it usually you is, isn't
for that.
It?
No. You're Sharpie. Anyway, the way we work around here is we'd love to hear from you about anything that you've had to eat, that you're trying to cook, any wine you've run into any place or something that happened to you.
I tried to cook last night. That was very sad.
Oh, wow.
It was very sad.
What happened? Tell Daddy.
What happened was I decided that we were not going to go out. When we decided we weren't going to go out, I embarked upon cooking. So I went out to go get some. I decided I felt like pasta would be good.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out to go get pasta because we don't keep any in the house. And I went and got some. I got pasta and parsley.
Pasta and parsley?
Yeah, so I could do some garlic pasta. So, because I knew that I had this Parmesan cheese from when we did the reshoots on the kids show, so I went ahead and figured out that this would be just available to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I go ahead and cook the pasta and the garlic and the parsley and the crushed red pepper flakes. By the way, this recipe is on nomenu.com today.
Good.
And I get it done. It's really good. And then I go to get the cheese and grate it, and I realize that the cheese is all moldy.
We
had no other cheese. So this wonderful garlic pasta was missing an essential ingredient, which is the grated Parmesan on top.
Oh, that is a loss.
Anyway, 260-6368 is the number, and we are waiting for you to call us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why not? 260-6368. Let's see. Where else did we go? We did a lot of eating around today. And we couldn't possibly have touched on all of them, huh? Or was there more?
No.
Okay.
No, we did. We went to the ribbon cutting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Luke for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then we went to Fry for lunch.
Well, it was a good day.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely day, but a little on the hot side still after all this. It just keeps coming. Oh, well.
Yeah. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. I finished, I think, with the Benton bacon, which I don't like particularly. But the breakfast would have been, I think, actually really good if it had been even remotely warm, which it was not.
Mm.
And I think that was just a case of maybe it just sitting there. I don't know if it was delivered by our waitress or by someone else, but but that was the story on that. 260-6368. What else do we have in our
calamari critique? No, that's I'm just making.
The what?
I'm looking at it now, and for some reason, all the entries in here kind of whacked out. Let's see. Today is Nicholas Beets. We choose on him because beets, you know, beets, food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This was a guy who was uprooted today in 1814. And why would he have been uprooted? He was a writer. that was a total waste of my time and yours. 260-6368. To call right now, you'll get right in. Let me say a few more words about our Eat Club. The Eat Club, first of all, it's not really a club. Everybody's open to it. We first started doing it in the late 1990s. When I was doing this show already back then, I had an idea that if I were to kind of recruit the people who listen to our show, we could get more of them giving us more information. And that did, in fact, prove to be the case. And we suddenly started hearing from lots of other people that we wouldn't have expected to hear otherwise. So Mike is here. Mike, welcome to the Food Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, had, what's the matter with dinner, where are you at?
Had dinner at Pardo's last night.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? We would have almost run into you because we thought about going to Pardo's last night. How was it?
Well, you probably wouldn't have because it was a special dinner and I was in the wine room.
Oh, okay.
So we probably wouldn't have run into each other, but we might have. Uh-huh. But it was a dinner featuring Louis XIII cognac.
No kidding.
Which was really incredible. But this is only my second time there at the new location. Mm-hmm. And the first time, I liked it, but I had some trepidations. But last night, it was a special menu. It was all prefixed. And it was really, really incredible. Every course was just delicious.
Good.
I'm looking at the menu because each dish was so complex that it was hard to trust the memory. But I'll be brief. The first one was lump crab jewels, avocado blini, pristine Ocetra caviar, roasted corn butter. Second course was potato-crusted monkfish, eggplant fennel hash. Third course was braised shark ribs, filo, beggar's purse, rogue smoke, blue cheese.
What's a beggar? Oh, I know what a beggar's purse is. It usually has something expensive in it.
Made out of filo. Or... Yeah. Wow. Just the braised shark rib was inside the filo dough in this case. And fourth course was Turner de Rossini, pan-fried foie gras, black truffle.
Classic dish.
Yeah. And there were wines paired with all the courses. And I have to tell you, I was really expecting to be underwhelmed by the Louis XIII. Anything that's associated with that much hype almost never lives up to expectations.
Yep.
But the truth of the matter is, I could have spent an evening just with the glass in front of me, just sniffing it the whole night. The aromas were just unbelievable.
God, you guys are easily pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you, because I know the answer to this, would you describe what Louis XIII cognac is, why would you like it, and what about it is truly unusual, and that has a good answer to it?
It's definitely a luxury item. And what it is, many, many decades ago, they started, I don't know if the term Solera system is apropos for cognac. It certainly is with sherry and some things like that. But basically what it boils down to is you have these old reserves that, in this case, date back to 100 years ago of wines that were made. Right. I mean, the complexity from that type of aging is really unparalleled. And again, you know, I mean, I used to drink Courvoisier when I was a kid, and I remember, you know, it burning my throat when it was going down. This was so smooth and so mellow and so refined and so complex. And I mean, obviously, at that price point, we got a very, very modest serve. I can't think of the name of the business that owns all these companies. It's a luxury business, services and goods. But they own Remy Martin is what it boils down to.
Oh, Louis Vuitton?
Okay. So this guy was a representative of Remy Martin, you know, for this particular product. I guess he goes all over the world doing these dinners and highlighting it.
I think it's LVMH. Is it Louis Vuitton Moët Hennessy?
It probably is. Yeah. So I would have never had the opportunity to taste this stuff. It's currently selling for about $2,800 a bottle. And the fellow mentioned that if you were lucky enough to find it in a bar. And actually, I actually saw it. It comes in a Baccarat crystal decanter.
Yeah.
And I saw it I saw it sitting on a pedestal the night we went to Rizzuto's, and I thought, oh, my God, you know, who has the wherewithal to be able to afford this? But he told me in a restaurant environment, it typically would sell for about $200 an ounce.
Yeah, this, if I can quote myself here for a moment, there's something you should always take in mind. No matter what, do not ever say these words in any kind of food service or bar situation. And that is,
give me the best cognac you got.
Don't ever say those words. Give me the best cognac you've got.
Because
this could be, about a hundred and a half per shot?
Yeah.
Well,
Marianne, I know Marianne's a fan of Serendipity, and that's exactly what I attribute this experience to, is just being at the right place at the right time.
I am a fan of Serendipity, yes.
Yeah, I never would have had a chance to. And you know, again, I was expecting to be underwhelmed. I thought, well, you know, it's going to be good, but it's not going to be that good, you know. And certainly it's not good enough for me ever to lay out that kind of money. But it was a unique experience. That's the best way I can put it. But the really reason I called is I want you to know Pardo's is absolutely capable
I'm
of five-star.
I'm so glad because I loved the old Pardo's. Loved it. And then when he moved into the new space, I loved the space. It's fabulously gorgeous. But the food just took a nosedive. And I just, we haven't been in a really long time because I'm not motivated to go. So I'm really glad to hear this.
It's probably time to revisit, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
Very good. Okay, have a good evening.
I had one more anecdote about the Louis the 13th.
Right. Okay. I'll listen to you.
Okay. So one day, it wasn't one day. I was at Martin Wine Cellar, and there was a woman who, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure she's not there anymore. This is quite a long time ago.
Go ahead.
I kept asking her for a date. And she never would go out with me. And then we got to be Christmas time. She came over with a box, and she handed me the box and left. And I opened up the box, and it was Louis the 13th.
Oh, you serious?
I still have some in the bottle.
Unbelievable.
It really was unbelievable, and every part of it. And
probably just a peace offering. Maybe it was like an understated agreement that you would never ask her out again.
I couldn't talk. It was just never.
That's cool.
Isn't it? But you know, this is what we get from that gang over there.
Hey, you may have been better off with the Louis the 13th than you would have been with the date. So feel good about it.
Well, I think so. I'm just rolling the dough on that one.
All right, have a good evening.
True story.
Right.
But you ought to see this bottle, folks. It comes in. It really is a crystal bottle. It was what's the name? The brand name of that? It's Baccarat. Great.
Gregory
is over here. Gregory, welcome.
Hello, you guys. Hi. Boy, boy, that was a great call. I mean, that's something that I'm a specialist, you know, and that kind of stuff. And that Louis the 13th, it's quite stuff. But it's only kept in one specific cask. It's just that long, and that same wood. Although they do rotate the cask, you know, to kind of, you know, let it breathe in and out. But, as far as sherries and fine ports, they are on a solera, which, you know, means, you know, like the sun, it rotates like the sun. And it goes into starts out in a large cask, and then they switch it into smaller casks. And it actually just goes around the whole quinto, which is the cellar that they, and I've actually been there to where they make those fine sherries. And even in Portugal, where they make those ports, which are some of my favorites. And I know that you like port, Tom.
I do. I like port for all the things that you can do with it.
Yes. I think it's just I think it's one of the finest examples of what you can do with fine wine and a little bit of brandy as far as port. And sherry. I still love sherry. As
sherry! Sherry, baby!
That'll be enough
of that. Sherry, too. I like that sherry, too. Listen, guys, I want to tell you, I was a little miffed because yesterday, instead of y'all repeating the show, it went to that stupid sports. So I hope when I'm in the hospital the next 4 days, I don't have to worry about, you know, because I might miss. Yesterday, it went right to sports at 5 o'clock.
Well, the station is having technical difficulties. Let's leave it
issues?
At that.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
It's going to be going on for a while, and it's already been going on for about 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, because you guys don't have a podcast right now. So
I know.
Us poor people, especially us going into
the
hospital.
I hope we don't do anything really great.
No, we just rely on that extra broadcast because some of us actually like to hear the show over again in case we miss something, believe it or not.
Oh, my goodness.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. You're so not worth it.
No, you certainly are.
True.
Anyway, listen, I should be all well. I signed up for
the E Club?
Yeah. So I should be in Slidell there. So I'm really looking forward to the schnitzel, and of course the catfish, and of course the fettuccine, and just seeing the chef himself. I haven't seen him in so long, and so that'll be nice.
The restaurant is fabulous if you've not been.
I've not been to the Slidell location
yet. You're going to love it. It's really beautiful.
It's going to be a double whammy for me.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess I'll just have to keep listening like a poor guy and just try to catch both hours. Anyway, speaking of sherry, just in case you want to know, it's almost that season, and there are some fantastic Spanish sherries that we have right now.
It's
to let you know,
it's an underrated product. There's so
underrated.
Many things you could do with it.
Not to mention, it's great to entertain with, but it's of course to cook with, and don't buy anything you wouldn't drink. To cook
there
with,
you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about stuff that's, you know, 10, 15 years old under $25 right now. So.
Wow.
Yeah. And just delightful to entertain with and, of course, to cook with. But anyway, I could talk
Maybe we'll have you on to talk about holiday stuff.
Well, I've been trying to get on that show for years. Tom, you just gives me the brush off.
Okay.
What?
Actually.
All right. Well, Gregory, good luck tomorrow.
All right, hey, yeah, thank you, guys. And I'll be in touch after the hazy stuff tomorrow and Friday. I'll try to call you guys on Monday, huh? All right?
All right, great. Take care.
Good luck.
Good luck.
So long, you guys. Love you both. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You too.
It's the food show.
Prayers for Gregory tomorrow. Surgery.
Have you noticed that our program lately has had a lot of these very friendly reports and visits? That seems to be how it's going, for me anyway. And I thank everybody who listens to us for that, for being there and just talking about stuff.
It's like a little family. It's a little community.
I know that sounds corny, but it's true.
No, it is. That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly how I see it.
That is what you represent. You're our fearless leader, our guru.
Now you see, here we go, right into the water. Right there. Whoosh. Goodbye.
All right, so tomorrow... Yes. Daniel, the gourmet cellist, will be here.
One of my favorite people.
And then on Friday, Allie Lofton.
One of my favorite people as well.
I know, Tom. What about me? Am I one of your favorite people?
it depends.
You're
on
trading me for your favorite people. Depends on how I'm abusing you at the moment.
You don't know how close you've got.
Yeah. Anyway.
Right. Well, that takes care of.
Call Middendorf's 985-771-7777 if you want to get in on the Eat Club. It's a week from Thursday, the 26th of September. $75 all inclusive. Great menu. Really terrific place. The Middendorf Slidell. I'll see you on Monday, everyone.
You sure will.
Good night.
It's Count Basie playing in the background. You can't resist this piece of music. Listen to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.